You'll have some tea, Sir George?
Please. Milk, no sugar. No biscuits.
Tea for two, please, Miss Maudsley.
Of course, Miss Grey, at once.
Don't people ever tell you that...
That it's an unsuitable job for a woman. They do, and it isn't.
I was going to say, don't they ever tell you your office is extremely difficult to find?
Oh, well, that's the idea of the nameplate.
I'm not sure that a crooked nameplate isn't worse than no nameplate at all, especially in your business. Your founder, how did he die?
He cut his wrists.
Oh, did he?
Here we are. Tea.
Thank you very much, Miss Maudsley. Just there.
There we are.
By the way, is Bevis back?
Oh, yes, Miss Grey. He caught Tomkins.
Oh, thank you.
Tomkins, Sir George, represents a sort of investment. He turned up and attached himself to Bevis, but we're banking on restoring him to his distraught owner once we've discovered who he belongs to.
Ah.
We've built up a reputation for reuniting lost pets with their owners.
I know. That's how I came to hear of you. My wife was having tea with a Mrs. Fortescue last week when you returned the Fortescue cat.
Ah.
You'd found the brute within 30 minutes. You could have charged three times what you did. I gather she's devoted to the animal.
Expensive we may be, but we are honest.
Well, my wife was terribly impressed.
What with, our efficiency or our charges?
Both. That's why I'm here.
Yes, Sir George.
The job I'm offering is part bodyguard, part private secretary, part investigator, and part, well, nursemaid. No knowing how it may turn out.
I'm supposed to be a private investigator.
No doubt, but it doesn't pay to be too purist these days. In any case, you could find yourself involved in detection, though it doesn't seem likely.
Perhaps you could explain what exactly you want me to do?